Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, hey, can you put the game on? At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Return of Who Sucks Less at 4:30, but first time for a few emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Jump right to the birthdays, guys. It's Piper from South Hill, and it's my boyfriend Ty's 21st birthday today. That's a big one. Let's get some advice from Uncle Ted about turning 21, please. Thanks, guys.
Today's the 21 run, huh?
It is.
Mm-hmm. All right. I assume you're going to go out and have your first taste of legal alcohol. First of all, stay away from your friends too much, all right? Every bar you go to, they're going to offer you something for free. Take it. But your friends will give you terrible, terrible shots. Second, you got to drink some water in between this, all right? It's going to sound crazy, but man, you're going to be banged up. Third of all, I would not stay out too late. I would retreat home, somewhere near a toilet. You never know what's going to happen. Last of all, I would have that fridge packed for tomorrow. Maybe a Gatorade or two. Maybe just have a pound of bacon and some eggs so you can cook breakfast in the morning.
And Pedialyte, man.
Yeah.
Pedialyte's not a bad call.
Advil.
I don't know.
Just have the survival kit.
For the I don't feel day. Like at 21, though, I got indigestion like that.
Not so much indigestion, but, you know, if he has a 21 run the way most people do, you're going to want everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Yep.
And you might have to clean up puke off your sister's neighbor's deck.
But don't feel bad. It'll be yours.
Yeah.
Guys, want to give a birthday shout-out to my boyfriend. Hopefully this year is better than last. He's an iron worker, so he thinks he's the king of trades. So can you guys talk some mess to him about it and give him a penis is too small and the dirty Germans? His name is Ryan, and he is an iron worker instructor from his loving too hot and too young for him girlfriend, Katie.
Yeah, you like to work with iron, so you like to work with hard things. I'll tell you what, come over, I'll put my pants, you can play with my blowtorch.
Yeah, whatever you do, just make sure you bring your goggles, but not for you.
Oh, God.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mom. We've got a couple extra locations here for the Men's Room Ola Days Holiday Porter from Black Raven Brewing. This is a fantastic porter. Comes in at 7.5, so
yes,
do yourself a favor. Be careful. Inspired by some legendary balls. That would be Grandma's Rum Balls.
Mm-hmm.
Plus chocolate, vanilla, orange peel, and holiday spices. We can attest, we were at the party Saturday night.
I attest that one, it is very, very, very good, and it is definitely 7.5.
It is. Now available.
I arrived a little bit late. Everybody's like, dude, be careful. It's delicious, but strong.
And yeah, seriously.
Well, it goes down easy is the problem.
So uh-huh.
Kind of sneaky. Do you guys know where Andy's Fish House is?
Andy's Fish House.
Andy's Fish House.
It's near the water.
Yes, it is.
Ooh,
probably.
Good.
And if not, they have our beer anyway. The Men's Room Ola Days Holiday Porter on draft.
You're not going to tell me where it is?
Andy's Fish House. I didn't get the location.
All right.
Also available at Houndstooth Public House.
All right. Oh, I know that one.
Mike's Chili in Ballard, along
nice.
With the Olaf C884 pub. Our friend Suzanne over in Bremerton.
It'll be there tomorrow for the 884.
The following Zeke's Pizza locations. Bellevue, Ravenna, and Redmond.
Man, Zeke's has always been really good to us, man.
Shout out to our boy Brett, man. He's been slanging pies for them for a minute.
Real quick, Andy's Fish House is up in Snohomish.
Oh, great. Right. There's a lot of good bars right there.
Very good. Also, the Flat Stick pub locations.
Nice.
In Redmond and in Kirkland. The Lodge Sports Bar, Mill Creek.
Nice.
Razzles in Lake Stevens.
Ooh, the Lake Stevens Razzles.
The Route 2 Tap Room in Monroe.
Okay.
Sultan Liquor in Sultan. Maltby Pizza in Maltby. The Imbibe Bottle Shop, Maple Valley. Who's on First, Snohomish? The Lime in Kirkland, one of the best bars over there.
Yeah, for
and
sure. Kirkland.
I need to get back to the Lime in Kirkland.
That place was awesome, man.
Just to watch some football on Sunday. They've got all those big-ass TVs
in
there.
It was a great place.
The food looked fantastic, man.
They have
an unbelievable beer selection. If you're into the world of video games, pull tabs, pool tables.
I didn't eat anything when we were at the Lime. Mike, I'm pretty sure our wives were munching pretty much the entire time we were there. Kind of annoying.
Yes.
I know. I thought I was being smart and ate lunch before I came. Then I saw the food. I was like, why did I
get that? Was stupid. Yeah.
I will give you some more updated locations as they come in. For the Men's Room, Olidays Holiday Porter from Black Raven. Keep in mind, it's a limited edition run just over the holiday season. It is not available on cans. All these locations have the beer on draft. Speaking of drafts, coming up, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. But first,
now, the Men's Room wants to know who sucks last.
Hey, time for Who Sucks Last. Steve and Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck. It is up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram, the debate is already underway on who sucks less.
Yes, indeed. And as you asked me at the top of the show, it was the general vibe going on today. It's a little bit all over the place. Like I said, we have a swindler over in Scotland. We have a disgruntled Disney employee. Perhaps it's Tinkerbell. We don't know. Disney World. And then finally, a drunk golfer that acted like a drunk golfer. But let us start in Scotland, where a banker who swindled $18,000 from a customer with dementia, he's been ordered to pay back $1. Stephen Barr, he was jailed for 13 months for deliberately targeting an 81-year-old because of the condition and then cleaning out his bank account to clear his own debts. So the 38-year-old, he was working as a manager for the Bank of Scotland when he handpicked Mr. Douglas Crumley, who has since died, so that he could steal from him. According to the police there, they say this appears to be a case where any recoverable amount appears to be a nominal sum. So they granted a motion, and they gave this guy Barr 28 days to come up with $1. Let me repeat that. He has 4 weeks to come up with $1 in spite of stealing $18,000 from the 81-year-old man's bank account. So the court was told that Barr had a stellar 13-year career in banking before stealing thousands of dollars from Mr. Crumley's savings. Now, Mr. Crumley, he became a customer in 2015, and he used this account for his pension income and general living costs. No one else had access to his account. Concerns were first raised about 3 years later when investigators noticed a number of, quote, faster payments being made by Barr from one of Mr. Crumley's accounts. Five payments totaling over $10,000, they were clocked as being suspicious. And the court was told that the account only actually had 5 cents in credit before another payment of $1,000 was made. This was immediately withdrawn in cash. Now, a number of ATM withdrawals, they were noted during an audit of Mr. Crumley's accounts, which were not in line with the spending habits because the withdrawals totaled over $7,300 and took place at various machines around the city. And they're like, this 81-year-old guy didn't even use ATMs. He went into the bank, as a lot of older folks do. So a senior investigator established a Barr withdrew or transferred just under $18,000 of Mr. Crumley's money. Now, Mr. Crumley, he was a regular customer, and they were aware that he had dementia. So he later stated that he did deliberately target this guy due to his vulnerability. You steal $18,000.
But you only have to pay $1 back.
And you get 4 weeks to come up with $1.
So he was jailed for how long?
13 months.
Okay.
But that was suspended because, as his lawyer explained, we don't think he would do well in jail. That's kind of why they have jails. That's why it's a punishment. All right, so there we go. Now we have a disgruntled former Disney employee repeatedly hacked into a third-party menu creation software used by Disney World restaurants and then changed allergy information on the menus to say the foods that had peanuts in them were safe for people with, say, nut allergies. He also added profanity to menus and at one point changed all the fonts used on menus to Wingdings. Now, the suspect in the case, one Michael Schur, he broke into a menu creation and inventory system that was developed by a third-party company exclusively for Disney. And now Disney uses this to print menus for its restaurants. Well, the complaint alleges that he did this soon after being fired by Disney using passwords that he still had access to on several different systems. Now, the menus, they were caught by Disney after they were printed, but before they were distributed to Disney restaurants. Now, according to the complaint, Disney contracted the company to build a menu creator software that's proprietary only to Disney and used for food inventory management, menu creation, printing, and pricing. Now, the complaint says this guy Schuer repeatedly manipulated the menus to change prices, add profanity, but also made several menu changes that threatened public health and safety by changing peanut allergy information. Now, employees at Disney initially became aware of the intrusion because all the fonts in the menu creator program were changed to Wingdings. Now, after that incident, Disney, they just reset the menu creator login passwords. Well, the complaint says this guy Schwimmer broke into several of the company servers, not from Disney, but from the third party that actually does the menus, right? So then he just went into there. And at that point, he started creating more false Disney menus, uploaded the files made to look identical to the real Disney menus, but which had been slightly altered. He also locked at least 14 Disney employees out of their Disney accounts by trying to log into Disney's online account system thousands of times with a script, maintained a folder of personal information about four employees' homes, phone numbers, and relatives, even showed up at one of the victims' homes at night. Didn't do anything, just showed up. And keep in mind, Disney is currently and separately being sued by a Disney World guest whose wife died after suffering a fatal allergic reaction
to what has
become an incredibly high-profile case. So Disney...
So someone died because
someone did die, not because of his actions. Okay, so Disney is currently in a lawsuit because a woman there died when she had an allergic reaction to whatever it was she got on the menu. This guy had nothing to do with that.
Okay,
but he was aware that it was going on, and that's why he changed all the allergy information to make it worse for him. Yeah, so that's that guy.
Wait, I'm confused.
What's that?
He changed the allergy information.
Correct.
That's not why she got sick.
No. Disney was already and is currently in a lawsuit from a woman who did not get the allergy information. He had nothing to do with that, but he's aware that they're going through that lawsuit.
Okay.
So to kind of pile on, I think he was trying to change the menu so if someone else dropped dead or went into anaphylactic shock or something, you know, it becomes a pattern of something that Disney... It just makes their life more difficult.
I see. Okay, thank you.
Okay. And then finally, we say this is pretty rude behavior for a Canadian. A 43-year-old golfer in British Columbia got arrested for smashing his driver over another man's head. Now, it happened at the Burnaby Mountain Golf Course near Vancouver earlier this month, but a video just came out, and it sounds like the victim, or someone he was with, hit the group in front of them with a golf ball. Now, you can hear the victim say it was a mistake, but the guy immediately cracks him with his driver so hard that the club head snaps off. Now, the guy that he hit, he, of course, went down, started rolling around on the ground, holding his head, but luckily not seriously hurt. His friends freaked out, but they did not retaliate. But the guy filming, he did stay very calm, and he was very Canadian about it. He said, quote, "We can de-escalate this, eh?" That is an actual quote. Anyway, cops showed up and arrested the guy, who they described as intoxicated. Sounds like he's facing charges for assault with a weapon.
Miles asked the question.
What's that?
How many times did he hit up on the group?
My understanding, it was just the one time.
He must have hit somebody.
I think that's what it was.
Not that justifies it.
Right.
But I think stretch of the imagination.
He did hit some of the ball.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm going to say, in this instance, the Disney employee sucks the most.
Okay.
And the reason being that he's changing allergy information on the menu. So, although, thankfully, nothing bad happened. The potential for something
he was trying to make it catastrophic
to happen could have definitely happened, and that's playing with people's lives. The guy who swindled the guy with dementia, that's awful. He definitely did not get, in my mind, the punishment he deserves.
No, you intentionally target someone who has dementia.
Yeah, the family should get all that 18 grand back.
I think the court sucks the most in that case. It's like, wait, not only does he only have to pay back $1, you're giving this man a banker. You're giving him 4 weeks to come up with. One, you imagine a kidnapper calling you, "We have your kid. We need $27. You have 18 hours. Like, bro, just meet me at the park
now.
And if
someone said, would you rather have $18,000 or get hit in the head with if you got hit in the head with a golf club, would you take $18,000 for it?
I'd be like, yeah, hit me in the head with a golf club.
All right.
And then I'll get $18,000. In this instance, this guy was drunk. He was stupid. He did the wrong thing. I'm going to say the golfer in Canada sucks the least.
Mm-hmm. Golfers protecting golfers.
Yep, you see it all the time.
Typical, man.
Yeah.
No such thing as a guilty golfer.
And I saw that video, and he cracked him pretty good, but the guy did get up fairly
quickly. But he hit him with the actual...
He tried to, but he hit him more shaft than head.
I mean, either way.
So, did the guy in the UK get his money back?
No.
No. The guy only has to pay back one freaking dollar. And the guy that he stole from has since died.
So I'm going to go the complete opposite of Miles here and say the Disney employee sucks the least because...
They caught it?
They caught it.
Right.
Now, you're right. Obviously, he was out to cause a lot of harm to a lot of people, but it didn't happen.
That's always what I think. Just the story itself. Mm-hmm. Like, he's probably the worst person.
Right, but like the swindler got the money.
He got the money.
That dude got hit with a golf club.
Yes, he did.
Right? Disney, they already had the issue, but nobody else got sick because of this guy and his...
Right.
So you're right. Terrible human being. Terrible idea. But because nothing happened, you can only convict on a crime.
Right. Okay. The aftermath of it, nothing happened.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. All right, coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, Dakota, minutes. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. A new study suggests that fear can actually rewrite our memories.
Fear?
Fear.
Okay.
I'm not entirely sure how or why, but for whatever reason, it just kind of changes how we remember things.
Yeah, I guess it does.
Right, and I don't know if that's just the fear of the moment will rewrite how you perceived what happened, or if it's a fear that you experience now that kind of deletes and rewrites something that happened way back when.
Wasn't there people that get attacked that don't really remember it because it's so, like, traumatizing?
Absolutely. That absolutely is something that happens all the time, so that could actually be it as well. Is that, you know, maybe it's not, you know, you went to a haunted house today and all of a sudden you forgot third grade.
Right.
You know? But it's more of an in the moment, something so traumatic, something so horrifying happened that your brain actually rewrote what happened.
Damn.
Which.
Trying to protect you, I guess.
Right.
Well, it's like going into shock and your body's way of saying you don't want to feel how you should feel right now.
Right.
If you are in more pain than you know, go ahead and put you in shock.
And that's really what mental trauma is just experiencing something that is, your brain's not ready for it. So we're going to pack it away in this box and stow it away until we can just unbox it one little bit at a time and process what each and every one of these stupid little emotions is. It's fun. Scientists in Canada have revealed the vape flavor that causes, that is most damaging to the lungs.
I don't know the flavors I have. I'm just going to guess grape.
Grape flavor? Miles, any thoughts?
I'll say like lemon or citrusy something.
Citrusy lemon?
Lime.
Lime. Berry.
I'd say which berries? They have like strawberry. Sometimes they just, you know what? Some of them are just berry.
Just berry flavor.
Like berry blast.
And that's a shame, man, because if there's like some soft drink that I've never had before, I'm like, just go berry. That's probably the best one they got, right?
Yeah. But basically they were saying is that there's different chemicals in the berry flavored ones that hurt the cells a little bit more, I guess.
You mean it's not made with real berries?
Right. They're not actually crushing raspberries and putting the juice in there.
I will be damned.
Yeah, what do you know? New research says that the cold sore virus can infect and linger in the brain.
Oh, cool.
Isn't that fun?
Herpes?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
No, Miles, the cold sore virus.
Yes, the cold sore virus.
Hey, us cold sore people just call them cold sores, dude.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You ever get one?
But a cold sore?
Yeah.
Every once in a while. People are like, you know that's herpes. I'm like, I know you think it is, but listen, the way we use it, herpes is when it's downstairs. It's a cold sore everywhere else.
Mike was saying he's never had one.
I think the good Lord above, never had one, yep.
You shouldn't have said it out loud.
It's not.
You're going to have herpes
tonight. It's not even close to being similar in pain.
I told Mike, they just suck. I'm like, I get them if it's like too much sun or stress, I'll break out in one.
Sure.
Yeah.
But it is awful. Like Mike said, unsightly and painful.
Unsightly. Right.
Painful and unsightly.
I don't even want to talk about it.
No,
I have one this weekend.
Exactly.
Oh, go Terps.
Right. Oh, no. But, you know, I don't mean that to be rude. I just, if I get one, that's something that I'm self-conscious about is that I got this big old nasty on my lip.
Like, no, you're not being rude. Be proud.
Yeah, be proud. Never gotten that nasty thing on my
face.
I'm
not trying to be rude. I don't have herpes.
Anyhow, you want a sip of this can of soda?
Yeah. I got it. The seasons have changed, gentlemen, and now it's that little thing that just keeps following us everywhere, and it's never ending, and it's those chores. And now that we've changed seasons into fall, there's fall chores that need to be done and shouldn't be forgotten.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 fall chores you shouldn't forget to do. Well, shoot. Of course you need to rake the leaves, clean the gutters, and empty the septic. But what are you doing for you to make sure you survive and thrive during the dark, dreary doldrums that are at our doorstep? I think the kids call it cuffing season. Get yourself a guy or a girl or a goat so you can stay active this winter. The last thing you want to do is get ready for spring training and you pull your joint all out of whack. Oh, and a couple cases of Jack would help too.
You say a goat?
I believe so.
Yes.
Oh, God. So these are 10 fall chores that you shouldn't forget to do. We are actually nearing the end of fall, if you believe it or not. We're a little little more than a month away from going straight into winter here. But let's see if you guys have done these. These are 10 fall chores that you should not forget to do. Number 10 being switching the direction of your ceiling fan.
Oh, yeah, technically you should.
Right? Okay. Right. So during the colder months, you want the blade to rotate clockwise, forcing the warm air that rises up to the ceiling to circulate around the room instead. So you're pushing the warm air down from the ceiling.
I always forget. Say it again.
So your ceiling fan wants to rotate clockwise. The way that the blades are facing, it's pushing the air from the ceiling down to the ground because the warm air tends to rise and it's up there. So you want to push it down to the normal level, as it were. Bless you.
So clockwise, in the summer, you go counterclockwise?
Summer, you go counterclockwise. Okay. It pulls the heat.
I don't have a fan, but that's interesting.
Pulls the cool air from the bottom.
I don't think I've ever done that.
I just know when I get cold this time of year, I turn my fan off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what most people do.
Right.
I never really think about which way it's spinning. I'm just like, ooh.
Well, cycle the air a little bit.
Yep. daylight savings, just changing the batteries on your smoke detectors, too, if you can remember.
Oh, thought there, Miles. Yeah. Number 9, washing all of your linens. Now's a good time to wash all the stuff that you don't clean more regularly. Mattress covers, pillow inserts, duvets, curtains, throw blankets. They all collect dust and grime and could do with the cleaning before you'll be spending more time cooped up with them.
Yep.
It's just the summertime.
I've done a lot of that in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. Not to mention the summertime, your skin dries out, and so you're getting a lot more dust all over the place. Just get the grime off there. Just get it all cleaned up there. Anybody have a humidifier?
No. That's my daughter's room. Yeah, she has one.
I'm trying to remember if I have one. I might.
We don't, and I remember we had one when I was a kid. There was like one time when we were sick that it was brought out. Other than that, I don't think we've ever brought out the humidifier. However, if you do use one to combat dry air, it's important to keep it clean, but all too easy to forget. A soak in white vinegar and thorough rinsing should be enough to disinfect most humidifiers. But when in doubt, follow the manufacturer's instructions.
Okay.
Humidifiers. That's never really been a big thing for me, keeping the air moist. I feel like here in Washington State, we don't face that a whole lot. We're just kind of always damp.
I feel like when I was a kid, because you just get sick all the time. My mom always had one for us in our room and stuff.
All right.
But like my sister, man, she runs one kind of like all the time to kind of keep the air. But again, that's in Maryland, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I prefer the air to be drier, man. I don't work well with wet air. I really don't. As Miles said, check your smoke detectors, your CO detectors, your fire extinguishers. This is even more important if you have a fireplace or wood stove that you plan to use. Make sure that you have a stash of batteries on hand for replacement. Again, these are the 10 fall chores that you should not forget to do.
And if you do it now, if you do it right now, it won't go off at 3 a.m. when it always
no kidding.
Dies.
Honestly, yeah.
It never dies during the day.
Just, if you're hearing my voice and you're on your way home, put that on the top of your list.
Do you want
to be your spouse hello and then immediately change those batteries?
Do you want to be in your garage at 3 a.m. grabbing a ladder in your flip-flops? No.
Trying to track down which one of those doggone things is going off.
It's the one
going
to be in the highest point.
Beep.
And you can never figure out which one it is initially.
Yeah.
So you have to go through the whole hearing thing.
Right. And why don't they make them go reduce the amount of time between the beeps?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they do want you to change the battery.
I'm aware of that, but I'm saying reduce the time between the beeps so that I can track down what doggone one is going off.
Right.
All right. You know what I mean?
That is the thing. You know, it's crazy. What annoys me about that is it can be my cat, it can be the dog, the kids, or my wife. No matter where they are in the house, if they call for my attention, I already know what room they're in, right? Without saying. The fire detector thing goes off. It's like, God damn it.
It's such a high pitch, you can't really determine the origin.
And how long do you stand there, right? You want perfect silence around you. Like, it's that one. Then you change the battery.
eep.
Right. No, it's not.
Son of a bitch.
No, right. That battery was just fine that I just threw away.
Right.
10 fall chores that you shouldn't forget to do. I've seen this one coming up on the text, and it is number 6 on the list. Clean out your vents and replace your furnace filters.
Yep.
Vacuum and wipe down dusty vent covers and ducts. Buy a stash of filters to last you at least through the season. When you replace one, write the date on it with a pen. Set up a calendar reminder for the next replacement.
Mm. That's not a bad call.
It's the air that you're breathing, man. Not to mention it becomes a fire hazard after a while, but it's the air that you breathe. Clean the filter.
Yeah.
That was for the bulk of the indoor things that you got to do. As far as the outdoors, they say to prep your fireplace. If you have a fireplace or wood stove you'll be using over the winter, clean it and get your chimney cleaned and inspected by a professional.
Yep. We were just talking about that last night.
I kind of wish I had a fireplace. I like having just a good old natural wood-burning fire.
Well, we used it a lot before I got my new windows from Window Nation.
Yes.
I'm not even kidding, man, because the windows we had sucked.
Sure, they were bleeding all the cold air inside.
Well, and you got tired of turning up the heat, because you turn the heat up, like I said, if you turn it to 72, the house was 70. Turn it up to 75, the house is 72, but it's just going out the windows, man. So I would start the fire. I became the old man, like, put on a damn sweatshirt, I'm cold too.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was...
Not anymore.
Put on some socks.
Yeah, no kidding, dude.
Someone drives me up a wall. I'm cold. Yeah. Put on some damn socks.
Kids don't care. They'll walk out in 35-degree weather without a coat on.
Yeah, I prefer the fire because I run hot, so I just like the ambiance.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Right? So I have a reclaimed wood. My buddy's dad made this for me. So it's real wood with an LED light. So it looks like a real fire. I showed it to my neighbor, and she's like, that's great, Ted. We use it for heat.
Oh, okay.
I was like, yeah, that's the point.
Well, I run just, hot.
There's a channel that still has that on there.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I know. You know really, me.
Yeah, my bad.
I'm like, Carol, get in here. You got to see this.
Look at this thing.
I said, see, it's real wood.
We use ours for heat.
She was not impressed. She was not like, this is one my old man used to make me do, and I hated it every time because I hate heights, but you need to check your gutters and your downspouts. A little later in the season, after the trees have finished shedding, clear the leaves from your gutters. If you're climbing up on a ladder yourself, be careful and have someone help hold the ladder.
Yes.
It's spooky, man. I don't like it. I hate it. My dad made me do it all the time.
I would say, it was one of my jobs as a kid.
Just sucked. You're up there with that freaking shovel, and you got all the granules from the roof that have just come off for the season.
I know, you're just getting covered in crap.
Right, there's pine needles and leaves and nasty in there. And
Put your damn hood up.
Get out there and do it, Mike. Get out there and do it, Dad.
I bet that went over well.
I said that up on the ladder, Ted. To myself.
All right.
My dad was inside, you know.
Doing stuff.
Writing checks to pay bills.
Right.
Drain and store your garden hoses.
Oh,
don't forget watering timers as well. If you live in a place where it freezes in the winter, drain exterior pipes and put insulating covers on the spigots.
I gotta do that.
I need to do that too.
Yeah, God, where it bugs me.
It just sounds so racist.
What?
Sounds like something a talking dog would
sound.
Hey, spigot.
All you know him, he's a spigot. Right. I mean, it doesn't mean anything. It just means what it means. But every time I hear the word, I'm like, God.
Other people call it something else, don't they?
Faucets.
Faucet.
What, an outside faucet?
Well, spigot can also sometimes be a bubbler or a water fountain, too, depending on...
All right.
A spigot can be many things, and it never sounds good.
Can we be a little bit harder on the G of spigot?
Good call.
Well, there's no G in that, is there?
It's spigot.
I thought it was CK.
No, spigot.
Is it really? It doesn't sound any better. It really doesn't.
Spigot.
And the way you're saying it, it sounds like you're trying to insult Miles.
It's not a picket fence. It's a spigot.
A spigot.
Spigot. It wants you to think of the way it does.
Oh, it's OT.
It's a spigot. Yeah.
Okay.
Spigot.
Boy, I never would have got that right in spelling bee.
Spaghetti.
Hey, hook the hose up to the spigot.
Yeah. Well,
hold on.
Hey, put the insulator on the spigot, eh? It's going to freeze in here. Look at the pipes.
Okay, spigot, a common mispronunciation of the word spigot. It's the first thing that pops up.
A common mispronunciation.
My whole life.
That's the definition.
Oh, me too. 54 years. I just found out now with 54 years, I swear to God, I did not know.
Spigot.
Yeah, I had no idea. Well, but then they have, but they also have pictures, and it's pronounced, or spelled spigot, and it's an outdoor water spigot. So Merriam-Webster has it as that
spigot?
Yes. Look.
But spigot, as an incorrect pronunciation.
So the dictionary says, look, because you refuse to do it right.
Right.
We're just going to change the Middle English alteration of spigot.
Spigot.
Spigot. Yeah.
Spigot, hey.
So it's actually recognized.
That sounds like a delicious sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Put some spago on it.
From Middle English spago.
Put some spago on my spaghetti.
Number two of the fall chores that you shouldn't forget to do, bring in your plants. If you have plants that will not survive the colder temperatures.
I thought you said pets.
If you're cold, your plants are cold.
They're cold. Bring them inside.
Whip out little plant.
Or house plants that you don't put out, or rather you put outdoors for a summer vacation, start transitioning them inside. It's better to do it gradually rather than all at once.
Especially tonight, before it goes down to 40.
Yeah, no kidding. It's getting chilly out there, man. But then this is the last thing that they say to do. This is the last fall chore to make sure that you shouldn't forget. Store your patio furniture. Lawn chairs, tables, umbrellas, someplace where they'll stay clean and dry for the winter. Grab children's toys and any errant garden tools as well. Bonus points if you use... that's just them promoting their own thing.
That's why I don't get cushions, because I just know at 3 o'clock in the morning I'm going to hear the rain and go, damn it!
Right.
The cushions!
Trust me, it's a big thing at our house.
Also, if you worked outside with your dad on a project, make sure that you bring his handsaw inside so it doesn't rust in the rain.
Sounds like an experience you may have had.
He'll get rather mad.
Yeah, the outdoor furniture,
that was my favorite handsaw.
Yeah, that's right.
I think it also depends on who you are.
Like, I have some friends, man. I swear to God, it could be 40 degrees. They still want to sit outside by a fire.
I got friends like that, too.
Right? So it's like, yeah, you got to get furniture that could weather stand.
Yeah, that's a fact. Crew members aboard a super yacht managed to throw away something pretty expensive, Miles.
What would they throw away that was that pricey?
Tell you all about it at 550.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 550. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. All right, and we made it to drinking time.